You're listening to WCNO, Palm City. Come out of the world,
oh my people. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Praise y'all, everybody, for another blessed day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know everyone's busy out there and everyone's got a lot going on. And I just want to remind you that Yah is our helper and He's there for us and He wants to bless us. And I know many people today are feeling overwhelmed with all the work they have to get done and everything that needs to be done on a daily basis. And I want to encourage you all and give you some scripture so you could find the special peace that Yah's people find, and the shalom that will come over you and help you to understand this. And you never forget who He is, who He is. So for those of you that are overwhelmed out there, remember who our great Elohim is, who our great Elohim is. And He is helping you. It says in 1 John 4:4, about ye of Elohim, little children, and have overcome them. We are Yah's children. Because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Psalms 46:10, one of my Bible verses says, be still and know that I am Yah. I will be honored by every nation and I will be honored throughout the world. When you are in despair, when you are overwhelmed, the reaction shouldn't be to get angry or anxious and have anxiety. We need to remember scripture, and I recommend writing down a scripture every day. They say if you write it down, you remember it more. You know, or every day for a week, even better. Hang it up in your car, hang it up on your refrigerator. And that's the scripture I want you to write down and remember. It's Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am Yah. I am Elohim. I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. Remember, you children of Yah, greater is He that is in you, He that is in this world. And Matthew 19:26 says, for Yeshua beheld them and said unto them, with man this is impossible, but with Yah all things are possible. Don't limit yourself, and more important, don't limit our wonderful Creator. And remember these verses to encourage yourself when you're overwhelmed, and know who our helper is. Psalms 23:3-4 says, He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. See, Yah is our helper, and He wants to help His children. But we have to acknowledge Him and come to Him. Matthew 11:28 says, Yeshua said, come to me, all you are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. The scripture says, Yah gives rest to His beloved. Yah gives rest to His beloved. Jeremiah 31:25, let me remind you what that says. It says, I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. And Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who trust in Yah will find new strength. They will soar on high, the wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. We got work to do, folks. We got things to get done. We must stay strong. We must know who we can take our refuge in. We must know who our rock is. And that's the thing. Because when we rely on man's and man's ways and man things, we can only go so far. We can only get so much. We're going to hit a wall. And many times people are going to hit that wall going very fast. And we know there's no good results on any level when we hit a wall like that. But Yah has to be our rock. Psalm 61, 1 to 4 said, Oh, Yah, listen to my cry and hear my prayer. From the ends of the earth, I cry to you for help. My heart is overwhelmed. Lead me toward the rock of safety. For you are my safe refuge, a fortress where my enemies cannot reach me. Let me live forever in your sanctuary, beneath the shelter. How many of you call out to our Creator like that when you're in distress? How many of you can put everything down and just be still and know that He is Yah? And say with all confidence and with all joy and peace, Yah is my fortress. My Elohim is the mighty rock where I hide, Psalms 4, 94:22. We must stop thinking about the problems of man and the problems in our lives and the problems of this world and put our focus on our wonderful Creator and the Anointed One, His Son, Yahshua HaMashiach, the gift that He gave us. So we're not alone in this. It says in John 14:27, I am leaving you with a gift of peace of mind. Peace, that shalom. And your heart will be at peace. And it's a gift that the world can't give, it says in the scriptures. And it tells us not to be troubled or afraid because we got this gift. You see, money can't buy this gift. Knowledge can't even get this gift. Only the wisdom of Yah and the belief in Yahshua can give us this gift of peace and shalom. That's it. That's it. The perfect peace that comes to all who trust in Yah, all whose thoughts are fixed on Him. That's what we need to understand and remember. It says that right there in the Word. That's what the scriptures are. That's what the book is. It's a book to remind us that He is our rock. He is our refuge. He's the one that's protecting us. He's the one that's going to help us. And to not get overwhelmed with the things of the world and the people of the world and all these different things, but to stay focused on Yah and praise Yah and take Him as your refuge. No matter what the situation is, He is the only one that can and will save you and pull you out of that. So when you're overwhelmed, before you get all this high anxiety and you start reaching for drugs or running to the doctor or getting depressed and start having suicidal thoughts and all of these things, speak to our Creator. Speak to our Creator. Some people call that prayer. But speak to Him. He's there. He's there for you. And He says in His Word to cast your burdens upon Him. And He will sustain you. That's what it says. That's His promise to us. He will sustain us. Everything. Take it to Yah. Speak to Him and continue to speak to Him. And the peace that He can give you amongst the hard times out there surpass all human understanding and all human wisdoms. You know, this is what people don't get and don't understand. You know, the amazing things that our Creator has done throughout the scriptures that are unexplainable to the world, completely unexplainable to the world, completely unexplainable to human wisdom. But yet, these things happened and happen on a daily basis. And our Creator says, I can give you a peace that surpasses human wisdom and human understanding. When other people out there will say, how can He be calm and at peace while going through all that? With all that happening in His life, how could He smile? With all that going on with His health, how could He not be upset, worried, and living in fear? Because when you know our Creator, He'll give you a peace that goes beyond the understanding of human wisdom and human thinking. So people might call you crazy. Somebody just died. You've been diagnosed with a disease. You lost your job. And all these other tragedies of man according to the world. If somebody smiled at that and was calm and not overreacting, somebody would say that person's either guilty or crazy. Guilty of something bad or crazy of something. But nobody could have that peace. Nobody could have that peace. And didn't they say the same about Yahshua? He's either the true anointed one or He's some crazy man. And we know the fact who He is. And we could smile and take refuge upon these times. It's easy to praise Him when you're on top of the mountain. But when you're in the valley, what are you going to do then? What are you going to do then? Yah tells us in His Word You know, people say, oh, he needs to hear. We need to hear from him. When we pray, we don't hear from him. In his word, he speaks. His word is for your ears. Read his word daily on a regular basis. Get into his word. If you want to have this peace, yes, you must acknowledge him. But if you want to understand him and the peace that he can give us, be in his word daily. It says in Psalms 50:15, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify. Hallelujah. That's it. Call upon him in the day of trouble. You know, and a lot of people are out there and struggling and overwhelmed. But they're calling all their friends and they're calling their family and they're calling doctors and they're calling lawyers and they're calling all these people. But they need to put everything down, be still, and know that Yah knows everything and Yah's in control of everything, and call upon him, as it says. Call upon him and then believe. Trust in Yah with all your heart. This is a powerful scripture for me. It says in Psalms, which is another word for wisdom, 3:5-6, trust in Yah with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all the ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. He will be your guideline through the tough times, through the wickedness. It's not the lawyer. It's not the court system. It's not the doctor. It's not, you know, all these other things in life. No, it's Yah will lead your path. He will show you the way to go. Then you have a choice if you want to follow or not. But it says you need to trust him with all your heart. If you're trusting him with all your heart, with all confidence, you're knowing that he's going to provide the path, and you're going to go on that path, and it's going to be great. The problem is our own understanding. It says lean not on your own understanding. That's what it says. Not in some of your ways, but in all your ways acknowledge him so he can direct your paths. But we start thinking about our own ways and thinking about our own things. Take it to the word and see what the word says about it. But it says in the word there's a way before each person it seems right but ends in death. Forget about our understanding. Forget about our word. Forget about what we think about it. Trust in Yah and lean not on your own understanding. You know, it's great to have the wisdom of Yah. It's great to understand the awe of Yah and how amazing he is and everything else. But it's the human understanding. It's the human thinking that gets people in trouble. The fear, the emotions, the doubt, and all this comes from our own human mind and our own so-called human wisdom that we have gained over the years. And we start to worry and fear about all these different things. It doesn't say in some of your ways acknowledge him. It says in all your ways acknowledge him. Stop thinking the human wisdom of, oh, this can't be and that can't be. When Moses and them were at the sea, you know, their own human wisdom told them, we're caught, we're in trouble, we're goners. We have nowhere else to go. But Yah, who says, trust in me and I will direct your paths, opened up that path as the sea opened up. And they walked through it, walked right through it. Wow. The path that was provided was unattainable through human wisdom that could even possibly happen. Yet the path opened up and they walked right through it. Wow. Wow. This is exactly what I'm talking about. There are times in our lives where we're like Moses, our backs against the wall. We have no way out according to our own human wisdom and our own thinking. What happened when the apostles were in the jail? The doors just opened and they walked right in front of the gods and walked out. Yah can do things beyond our understanding or wisdom of how'd he do that? How'd he do that? We don't get it. We don't understand it. We can't even understand it because it goes beyond our understanding how we could do some of these things. But he does them, and he promises he'll continue to do them. And he reveals these things to us. But you must understand who to run to at all times, but especially at those times when you're overwhelmed, you don't know what to go do and where to go. Those are the times you need to strengthen yourself through Yah. And understand that we can do all things through Yeshua. And that's where our strength really comes. That we firmly in our faith, to have courage and be strong. See, that's what it's all about. It's a training ground. And all of the training ground is for these times when we're overwhelmed, that we can be strong enough to get through this time. You know, just like you go to a gym to exercise or do anything you want to learn, you do it on a consistent basis so you're prepared. See, that's what reading the Bible does and praying does. It prepares you for those times where you're going to give up if you didn't have our Creator. It prepares you when you develop a relationship with Him during the good times. When you develop that relationship with Him, then when the bad times come, you know there's no bad times. God's in control. You'll be fine. You don't start developing this exclusively when you have no preparation for it. Start today. Prepare yourself for these times so they won't be a burden for you. Be strong and understand Yah's great power. And understand that He says, you know, He has only plans for a future and hope for you if you follow His ways and stay on His path. Understanding His love and preparing yourself in just a daily conversation with Him and drawing closer to Him each time and knowing that He loves you more than anyone or anything in the whole world. Just thanking Him and giving thanks to Him, knowing that He's always near. He's always near. You know, He says He holds us. He holds us. He says, do not be afraid. I am here to help you. And how do we know how a relationship with Him and how much development we need or how much practice we need to draw closer to Him? And that question is, when is the last time you had fear in your life of man? When did you have fear of something of man? What was it? Was it your doctor's report? Was it a police report? What was your fear of man? Yah says, don't be afraid. I am here to help you. Know the plans I have for you there for good and not disaster. To give you a future and give you a hope. A future, not a disaster. That's the plan of Yah, and He lays the path out for you that goes beyond our own human understanding. But He wants us to get close with Him, so when those hard times come and we're in the valley, we can be just as joyful and calm and peaceful as if we're at the top of the mountain. That's what He wants you to do. That's what He wants you to be. And if you're not there, if you have the fear of man, if you have worry, doubt, anxiety, and all these things in your heart, you need to stop that and get close to Him. You need to stop that and get closer to Him. And some of you say, well, I might go and speak to Him or pray or read my word or go to church every Sunday or something else like that. But if that's the case and if that's happening, something is missing. If you're not showing that peace and that shalom of Yah within you, if you're having that anxiety, fear, worry, and all these doubts and everything else, something is missing. And now you need to ask yourself about Yah's instructions. Not only, oh, I could pray and I can go to profess Him and go to church and all this, but you have to think, am I living according to His path, according to His word, according to the way He tells me to live? The first five books of the scriptures are known as the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Some people call them the commandments. Some people dumbing them down to only a small percentage of the commandments. But you have to measure your life up to scripture. He promises you if you live this way, these things will not happen to you. And the gift that I have there for you that goes beyond human understanding, that peace and shalom you will feel even when you're in the valley, even when you're in those tough times, even when things aren't going well. But if you're not doing what He said, if you're on a different path, if you're living a life that goes against His word, if you're making excuses for following Him, He cannot bless you with that peace and shalom because you're not trusting Him. You're not trusting His ways. He wants to bless you. He wants to help you. He says in His word in Ezekiel, know the plans I have for you there for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live, so they would have life. That's what He says. You got Jeremiah, you got Ezekiel, you got all these examples in the scriptures. When people follow Yah, they have that gift of calmness and peace and shalom. When people get away from Yah and they start thinking in their own human wisdom and understanding, they start limiting Yah and what He could do and who He could be, and they start thinking about their situations, and there's no way out of this and everything else, and people call things when they happen miracles, but Yah can do all things. It's the normal way of Yah. It might be a miracle to us, but it's not a miracle to Yah. Yah can do all things. If it goes beyond our human understanding, our human wisdom, maybe it's a miracle. But what happens when it goes against our faith? When it goes against our faith, well, I didn't think that could happen. I didn't know that could happen and all this stuff. You have your faith, you have your knowledge, you have your understanding, you have all these things. Are you putting it in man and man's wisdom and limiting Yah, or are you putting it in Yah and trusting him in all situations in your life? No matter where you are, no matter how dim it seems, no matter how dark it is, you understand that Yah is that light and he's always there for you because the scriptures say he's always there for you. Not because I say it, because the scriptures say it, and he lived it and he showed it to us. He showed it to us with the children in the wilderness when that sea opened up. And he showed it to us with Yahshua when Yahshua descended and ascended. And he said, I leave you with the Ruach Kodesh, the peace, the shalom, the set-apart spirit that he left for us. He's given it to us and we have it. But we must understand. We must understand and trust and believe in him. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in Yah. Believe in Yah. And remember the words of Yahshua. And remember the words of Yah. Yah said, be still and know that I am Elohim. And Yeshua said, believe in him and also in me. And you will be blessed. Blessed greatly. The hope and encouragement that comes from the scriptures is there for every person to use and to believe. Many people might give you gifts in life, but guess what? If you never open that gift, if you never unwrap that gift, and you never use that gift, what is the point of the gift? What is the point? There's no value in something that you never use or you never open. That's not going to help you in any way. You're not going to get anything from it if you don't use it. Yah's given us the greatest gift in the world in Yahshua. And Yahshua's given us that peace and that comfort and that example to know who Yah is, what he wants to, and how he wants us to live. And the choice of man and the choice we have is, are we going to use it or not? Are we going to use it or not? Are you going to use it? There's a saying, use it or lose it. Why wouldn't you open up that gift and use it? Why would you let your heart be troubled and believe in man's and man's ways and not trust our Creator? Why would somebody do that? Yah loves you. As a father loves his children or a mother loves his children, Yah loves you even more. And he wants the best for you. The best for you. Not the worst, the best. Give thanks to Yah, for he is good. For he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Be thankful and trusting in him. This is what we need to put ourselves on. We're overwhelmed. We're in the situations where we have no way out. This is what we must understand. As we look at the scriptures and we look at all these examples of Yah's people, their backs were against the wall and not knowing what to do. They didn't get good reports, but Yah says, when you trust in me, great things will happen. Great things will happen. How many of you are ready for great things today? How many of you are ready to overcome your anxiety and your fear and your worry? How many of you are ready to feel the peace and the shalom of our wonderful Creator Yah? It's calling out to him, talking to him, developing that relationship with him, and trusting in his answer. Trusting and accepting his will for your life and knowing that he only wants the best for you. He only wants the best for you. He loves you that much. May these words strengthen you this day. May you understand who he is and use the gift that he's provided for you this day. And when you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed out, instead of focusing on the problems, focus on that wonderful Creator. Trust in Yah and his promise that he will always be there for you. Stop everything. Be still. And know that he is Yah. Know that he is Yah. And let that peace and understanding go beyond your wisdom. beyond your wisdom, because sometimes it's easy to get overwhelmed and forget how big Yah really is and who he really is. And sometimes people will let the circumstances overburden them. They forget about the gift that Yah left us. We need to understand. With man, some things are impossible. But with Yah, all things are possible. All things are possible. Wherever you are right now, where you're listening right now, say all things. When you go home and you look at that scripture in your Bible, when you go home and you look at it, Matthew 19:26, underline, highlight, circle the word all. All, not some things are possible. All things are possible. Say it again now. All things are possible. Say it and believe it. All things are possible. Trust it. And remember that when you pray. Remember that when times and situations are hard. All things are possible with Yah, not some things. All things. All things. And then you can take rest in his shalom and his peace. As the storm rages around the world and the people of the world, you could be at peace and shalom knowing that Yah is your fortress. He'll keep you safe. He'll keep you safe. Think about when it's raining outside and the rain's coming down and people are scrambling looking for shelter, or they're looking for an umbrella to take out or something else. And think about you have the good weather of Yah upon you. He's the one covering you from the bad weather. He's the one that's covering you from the bad things. He's the one that's covering you not just physically, the things you can see, but what you feel, but in the spiritual battle. He's covering you. And he's being your rock, your fortress. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the wonderful creator of this blessed day, every time. This is the day Yah has made. May you rejoice and be glad in it. And may you come to him every day with joy.
The responsibility of the participants and producers of the program, and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.